Hey y'all, welcome to the neighborhood. I am super excited to be here with y'all today. Y'all know what we do here. We get all up in your business talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, I promise we're gonna make some room for some special guests. But as always, this is not a conversation about relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right. And once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days. As a matter of fact, go ahead and leave what you're sipping on in the comments. Maybe I'll grab myself a glass. Oh, me? What am I sipping on? Oh, baby, I'm sipping on a glass of water. And I suggest that you go get you one as well. Winter is coming, and it's very important that we stay hydrated and healthy. This is the time of year when colds and flus run rampant, and we are already in the middle of a pandemic. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I will be glad when that word, pandemic, leaves our vocabulary and our lives. But it does make way for a great segue today in our chat. We are talking about anxiety. What is it? How to identify it? How to manage it? So let's get a good working definition. Webster defines anxiety as a feeling of worry, nervousness, and unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Now, I was just speaking with the biggest of the small ones the other day. Y'all might know her as the newlywed Zaji Kali Galan, or Zaji Makes of Sunshine Creations, or you might just know her as my oldest daughter. If you don't know her at all, then don't worry. I got all of her social media information down in the description below so you can follow her as well. But anyway, I was just talking to her and I was telling her about a show I was watching, and I told her I was gonna have to stop watching that show because it was doing weird things to my thoughts. Like, it was colliding with some of my real life ideas and I couldn't resolve it all. She said, oh, it caused you anxiety. I said, no, it did weird things to my thoughts. You know, like I couldn't come to a conclusion about what it was I was watching or how did I feel about it. She continued, yeah, Ma, it caused you anxiety. So that's the reason why we're having this chat today. It's because I was wondering how many of my neighbors struggle with anxiety and just don't realize that's what it's called. We learned from our sister Yelena Van Zandt that we have to call a thing if we ever hope to address it and resolve it. So my loves, are you anxious? If so, know that it's just like any other emotion. Anxiety passes. It's not a terminal disease that you can't get rid of. It's likely that everyone will experience anxiety at some point in their lives, if not every day. So, now that we have a definition of anxiety as a feeling of worry, what is it that you're worried about? If I haven't said it, I know you've heard it somewhere. Life is a cycle. And if you journal, then you can see that you probably have the same emotions around the same time every year, if not every month, every week, or every day. Some people use Facebook reminders of what they were doing this day last year. But me, I think it's best to journal, because who knows what causes Facebook to bring up those ideas. Could it be some kind of algorithm or according to how many likes you got? And besides, people that are passive about minding their own business have passive lives, meaning that they're letting someone else control what goes on. And baby, we are learning to mind our own business and be intentional. So we don't want to say that our lives is out of control, but if it is out of control, we are intentionally getting it in under control, or at least trying to keep it in control. As I've said, we're going to find out what anxiety was and how to identify it. So, identifying it would be, how do you experience Worry, what do you do? When you're worried, do you bite a pencil? Do you pace the floor? Do you get nervous? Do you get a headache? These small things are your body's mechanism of saying, hey, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, there's something going on. And we need to address those when they're just these small little things. Because if not, then we get to a point where we are at anxiety attack or panic attack. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. But just to be clear, a panic attack is a sudden period of fear. It includes heart palpitations, sweating, shortness of breath, numbness, or an impending doom kind of feeling. The maximum degrees of these symptoms end within about 30 minutes, but they could last into an hour. Now, there is no physical damage done by a panic attack, but it is very, very scary. And so what we need to do is find out, what are our triggers? What does our body do to tell us that we're anxious so that we can catch it on the lower end? So we can address these triggers and manage our anxiety, right? We've talked about triggers, like we have all the tools for this stuff. So when we start to notice that we're being anxious, we're tapping our foot or we're chewing on things, then we need to push back from whatever it is that we're doing. Maybe we need to take a short walk, grab a glass of water. Or if we're in an anxious situation because of the person that we're talking to, then we need to take a beat and say, hey, wait, hold on. Let me take a second and I'll get back with you. Now, the people around you are going to start understanding that, hey, she's creating boundaries. She's respecting her own boundaries. I'm going to have to respect her boundaries if I want to spend time with her. And I know, my loves, that it's complicated when you're around people that you love. And yeah, sometimes they get on your nerve and you don't want to alienate them. So you don't want to take that beat. You don't want to take that breath and step back and say, hey, wait, give me a minute, because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But in all actuality, you have to create these boundary spaces. You have to put yourself in the position where you can be the most happy, where you can be the most productive for yourself. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to mind our own business. We're going to take a beat when we feel anxious so that we don't have full-on anxiety attacks. So y'all know that's the end of our chat today. I had so much fun talking to y'all. And I know, like I told you, these chats aren't really sexy. But you are definitely sexy when you are minding your own business. So join me next time when we talk about depression. We're going to talk about how to identify depression. What is depression? What are some tools to manage depression? So thank you for sitting and sipping with your girl in the neighborhood. It's always better when you're in it. Be sure to follow the Neighborhood Podcast here on YouTube and at Your Nosy Neighbor on Facebook and Instagram. There's always words of encouragement there. Always love to show for my neighbors. And if you love this show, then leave some comments, heart, thumbs, whatever. Share. You know I love you more.